It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. People, I don't know anybody really happy about the election. I'm not internalizing it very much because things change so quickly in this country. And we're going to tell you what you can expect so you can protect yourself and your family. I think that's very important information for you to get. And we have a lot of really interesting things to put on you tonight. So I hope you have that old pen and paper. And this talking points memo is President Biden lives to blunder another day. Now, I know that's not nice. I know. But did you see him yesterday in the press conference? Strutting around there, a little peacock. And anyway, let's get into the facts. So the reason that the red wave did not appear, according to the University of Chicago study, they study these things fast, is because independent voters broke 4 percentage points for the Democrats, unexpected totally, because independent voters have to pay the high prices everywhere. They can see the deterioration of crime. They can see the open border on television. They can see it all. 4%. Now, I thought the 20% edge for the GOP on independents. And that was it. That was it. Now, we don't have an ethnic breakdown or anything like that, but we do have three battleground states, and this is shocking. Pennsylvania independents broke for Democrats by 18 points. Whoa. Georgia, 28 points. And Arizona, 30 points. I'll deal with Arizona in a moment, but something wrong out there. Okay, so that's it. That's what happened. Now, in my analysis of what the independents were thinking, abortion played a bigger role than I might have predicted. And not among men, but among women. Okay, nothing you can do about it. The Supreme Court's decision came down the way they always do. There was no politics involved in it. There's no timing involved in it. But younger independent women want abortion on demand for any reason at any time, no limitations. That's what they want. And of course, if you're a conservative Republican or even a moderate Republican, you can't support that. You can't. So anyway, that was number one. And number two, it was the specter of Donald Trump. That denier thing, big lie, insurrection, January 6th, among the independent voters, big. Still, Republican voters have put it behind them. Democratic voters use it to, stamp up outrage. But independent voters, still there and gone away. Interesting. So as I said there, Joe Biden comes out. You might remember I used to do a body language segment on the O'Reilly Factor. I brought this woman. And the Fox executives hated this segment. They hated it. I never took it seriously. I thought it was just good TV. So we put a politician on, and then the woman, who was a smart woman, she'd analyze what he did. His elbow up here, he's touching his head, whatever it may be. Now, to me, it was just, back in the book type stuff, Waters World type stuff. But the Fox brass, didn't matter. I always do what I wanted anyway. So I watched Biden's body language last night, and it was pretty interesting. Roll cut one.
And I know you were somewhat miffed by my obsessive optimism, but I felt good during the whole process. I thought we were going to do fine. While any seat lost is painful, some good Democrats didn't win the last night. Democrats had a strong night. And we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
All right, so he's now, we're doing great. So no self-doubt there. And I'm serious. No self-doubt. He thinks he's doing great. Okay. And very, very pleased with himself, Joe Biden. Very, very pleased with him. Now, in the press conference, his wife, Jill, sat about 15 feet away the whole time. Very, very interesting. And sometimes she was on camera, you could see her. I had never seen that before. Can you imagine Melania Trump in a Trump press conference or Michelle Obama looking over Barack's shoulder? No. But there was Jill Biden. Okay, roll cut two. This is a question from the Associated Press reporter Zeke Miller.
You mentioned that Americans are frustrated, and in fact, 75% of voters say the country is heading into the wrong direction despite the results of last night. What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing, because they're just finding out what we're doing.
Nothing. Going to do exactly what we're doing. Okay. Now, today, the Biden administration got good news as inflation dropped from 8.4% in September, 8.2% in September, to 7.7% in October. Okay, down 0.4%. The math isn't really adding up here because there's little decimal points all over the place, but it was a drop. And that's good news for the country, including the Biden administration. Inflation came down just a little bit. Now, the unintended consequence, which you'll never hear, is in order to make that happen, that drop, the Fed's had to raise rates, lending rates, okay? And when you raise lending rates, whatever you want to borrow for goes down. So housing is the big one. The mortgage rates are high. People say, maybe I'm going to buy the house now or the car now, okay, or the big ticket item, whatever it may be now. That will catch up in 23. And that's why people fear a recession, because the big ticket items that you have to borrow to acquire are not being bought as much with high interest rates. The better news is that the Fed probably will not raise as dramatically. So the next time around, it might be 0.25% because they're on the downside. Okay. Now, will you see prices come down? No. The lag time is big. So people in business, they want to make as much money as possible. They're not going to go, oh, yeah, we're going to drop our this today or the mortgage rate today. No. That takes a while. So gas, for example, is going up. So average price in the country is $3.80 a gallon. Now, last week it was $3.78, up 2 cents this week. A year ago it was $3.41. All right, so it's still a problem for Americans and all of that. So I see next year an economy that is going to be weaker and more layoffs. Even though the unemployment rate is very low, there's going to be layoffs. You're seeing it in this Meta outfit now. You know, all the high-tech companies are laying people off like crazy now. That's going to start. The final thing, though, is the stock market reacted very well today to the inflation rate dropping. Now, you remember that I told you in the midst of all the chaos in early summer, when I was getting 100 letters a day, what should I do, what should I do, what should I hold firm? Don't try to time the market. So I don't know what's going to happen in the stock market. I have no blanket idea. But today was a good day if you have an IRA or any other retirement account. All right, so Biden strutting around that he did really well on Election Day, which he didn't, of course, because, and we'll get to that in a moment, his whole agenda is neutered. It's out. Not going to get anything done. So he's going to Egypt, a place called Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea. I made a very bad joke today on WABC that the president thinks he's going to Sheikh Shack, not Sharm el-Sheikh. Terrible. Terrible joke. Then after that, this is in Egypt, the climate change. Okay? I don't know. Then he's going to Cambodia. I've never been there. I've been to, obviously, Egypt, but I haven't been to Cambodia. And he's going there to meet with some Asian countries to bulk up against China. Then he's going to Indonesia. I've been there. And to Bali. I spent a week in Bali, beautiful place. And then he's going to have a meeting with Xi, the communist president of China. Good. Good. I mean, we don't want a war with China, right? Let's avert it if possible. China's economy is way worse than ours. And for them to get in a war now, I can't even imagine it. But then, anyway, that's where he's going. Anyway, Joe Biden. Let's bring in Doug Shaw. He's probably our go-to guy on all political matters. I've given you his resume before, one of the most impressive resumes in the country. Okay, the headline for you yesterday is, Doug?
Ron DeSantis was the big winner and shows that when you run on an affirmative message that addresses many of the issues, Bill, that you spoke of, both in the Talking Points memo and previously, you can win big victories. I think that is the big message I take away and the big message to the Republican Party.
But I understand Masters in Arizona did that. He said, look, we're all getting killed by Biden's policies and the migration and the inflation, all that, but he got slaughtered.
I think a couple of things in Arizona. First, Masters didn't have and doesn't have the profile that DeSantis had as an effective governor. But second, I watched the Kelly ads. And Bill, one of the answers to your question is that Kelly ran as a non-Washington Democrat who was concerned about the border. That is, he understood.
But he convinced enough people
to win the election with it.
Well, then those people are dumb.
He understood he could not run as a mainstream Democrat.
Okay. You can run like, you know, I can run as, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi. But if I'm in office, then you've got a record and everything that Biden wanted, Kelly gave him. Period. That's it.
I'm just telling you why it happened.
Okay. Am I wrong about Hoagland Zeldin?
No, you're not wrong about that. I would tell you it is a state that is 53-27 Republican to Democrat. So the fact that Zeldin lost by 4 or 5 points is exactly what you said, a repudiation of Hochul, who's been kept in office only by straight ticket voting by African Americans almost exclusively. So you're right. Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's impossible to break through that voting block of African Americans in the urban centers, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Baltimore. It's impossible. No one
if
could
do it. If not now, when, Bill? That is, right, I agree.
Right. It's a legacy vote. Their grandfathers voted this way. Their fathers voted this way. All their friends vote that way. I'm not disparaging African Americans at all. I'm trying to explain the block vote that knocked Zeldin out. 90% of New York counties go for the man, and one voting block in New York City knocks him out. So New York will never come back, ever.
And Bill, the real victims of crime, I mean, there are many victims of crime, of course, but the most focused and targeted are African Americans.
Sure, everybody knows that.
Neighborhoods.
That's where the drug gangs are. They're not in my neighborhood. They're in Bed-Stuy. They're in Harlem. They're in South Bronx. They run around, they're heavily armed, they extort people, they tell people what to do, they shoot up the neighborhoods, and Hochul goes, what was the big deal? And they vote for
him. Correct, sadly.
You know, I have to discipline myself because I get passionate about this because I know the city as well as any human being on earth, being a reporter, being born and bred here, and I'm going, I'm almost at a point where I don't feel sorry for him. You know, okay, you voted for people who are not going to help you. So what do you expect? And New York City is going to get really worse in the next 2 years. You watch.
I don't see it getting better.
Okay, so now you're setting up a Trump versus DeSantis run. And Trump has lost power. No doubt he has. And DeSantis is gaining power, a lot of power, fast. Do you have any... And I know this is speculation. I don't usually like to do this, but do you have any thought about how, in the short term, that's going to come down? Trump will announce next Tuesday that he's running, and what's going to happen?
Here's what I would say. Trump can figure out exactly what you said. He's already started attacking DeSantis. He started threatening DeSantis. He understands that he's got to take DeSantis out quickly, discourage him from running, intimidate him, or otherwise hurt his chances. If he can do that, Trump has a chance to capitalize on the 2-1 lead he has among Republicans. If he doesn't, and this becomes a long contest, my money would be on DeSantis.
But DeSantis is not going to fold under the Trump thing, number one. And number two, Trump is going to alienate MAGA people who like DeSantis.
I think both of those are true, but Trump only has one strategy, Bill. Go straight ahead and attack.
He's got other options, but he doesn't take them or hasn't yet.
Right.
Okay? There could be detente between him and DeSantis on the same ticket. Finally, when you came to the conclusion there was no red wave and it was going to be it's not a victory for the Democrats by any means, not. But there isn't a repudiation that I was hoping for on these terrible Biden policies. There is not a repudiation of them. Were you sad, angry, happy? Because you are a Democrat. What was your emotion?
My emotions were mixed because we are so polarized as a nation. People are responding more as partisans than as citizens. So my concern is that we have to get back to having a real dialogue, a debate, discussion, and people going back and forth rather than partisan lines hardening and people just voting, as you said before, legacy or tradition or ideology.
Now, what are the odds of that happening, Doug?
Not much, Bill. Not much at all.
All right, listen, I can't thank you enough for helping us throughout this whole campaign.
It's been my pleasure always, Bill.
Yeah, great but time. I got the audience doesn't know how busy you are. You make time for us, and very, very nice. There's nothing in it for you, except that
Bill,
I'm going to take
it. You're a longtime friend. You do a great show. If I can help you in a small way, all good for our country.
All right, just make sure you pick out the most expensive restaurant in New York City, and I'm going to take you there
got
soon.
It.
All right, I'm going to go over some governor's races, then we'll get to our next guest, which is Scott Rasmussen, another genius on the political side. So Michigan, Whitmer beats Tudor Dixon. I thought Tudor Dixon would win. But Whitmer is again, a woman is not going to solve any problems whatsoever, and Dixon was a very, very articulate candidate. No. Now, we know about the unions in Michigan. We know about the deterioration of Michigan. Detroit is almost a cipher. Wisconsin, Evers wins a re-election. Arizona, Lake, it's possible Lake might overcome. She's not behind by much, but she should have won easily. Lake didn't. Nevada, Lombardo won, Republican. Fairly easily. Oregon, this Kotek, the Democrat, has beaten the Republican Drazen by, 3,000 votes, 4,000 votes, but that'll probably hold to Oregon stays fanatically blue. Georgia, Kemp, easy. DeSantis, easy. Greg Abbott in Texas, easy. Colorado doesn't matter. It's a Democrat, but, I used to live in Colorado. It's such a nice state. But it's gone. Not coming back. Now, tonight I'll be on News Nation about 8 o'clock, maybe 8:15, with Chris Cuomo discussing all this. And these Q&As are worth it to watch, to see which arguments are stronger. So that's tonight, News Nation, O'Reilly Cuomo. Let's bring in Scott Rasmussen. He's in McKinney, Texas. All right, you know him. There's a poll named after him, but he doesn't own the poll anymore. He made a fortune selling it. But he still writes the Number of the Day column. He's involved in Ballotpedia. He's doing politics all day, every day. The headline yesterday for you, Scott.
I think the voters provided a mixed verdict. It was not what the Republicans hoped for. Instead, Joe Biden's agenda has been stopped because of the House victory, and even more so if the Republicans do win control of the Senate. But I think it's fair to say that the voters weren't ready to give control or too much power to the Republicans. It's more like this is going to be an audition period the next 2 years.
Is there a Trump factor here?
There is. Look, candidates matter. And some of the candidates that ran in states Republicans should have won weren't very good candidates. The candidate for governor of Pennsylvania ran a terrible campaign, raised hardly any money, had no organization, dragged down not just Dr. Oz in the Senate race, but local officials in races all across the state of Pennsylvania.
Did the branding of denier work for the Democrats?
That's less clear. And one of the reasons, as we're speaking right now, we don't know who's going to win in Arizona, a key place where that issue would be discussed. One way that I would look at it, Republicans were absolutely right that Democrats were overplaying the January 6th event. It wasn't what voters were interested in. Some Republicans, however, went further and said, we want to talk about 2020. We want to talk about how the election was stolen. That was a mistake. For both Republicans and Democrats, the message is voters want to talk about the future, not the past.
I disagree with you. I think Kelly's going to win in Arizona. But I also go ahead.
No, I think Kelly wins the Senate race in Arizona, but
yep.
The governor's race is not so clear.
Lake is close. But in Nevada, same culture, desert culture, Republicans did fairly well. And yeah, it looks like their Laxalt will win the Senate there. I don't know why. What's the difference between Arizona and Nevada?
You know, Bill, sometimes we talk about these things like they are massive differences because one goes red, one goes blue. We're talking about just a percentage point or two in each race. The differences aren't that large. On the other hand, one difference in that particular campaign is the Nevada candidate was an experienced politician.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question that I just asked Doug Schoen. The big winner, you would, I'm sure, agree, was DeSantis last night, right?
Absolutely.
So DeSantis obviously wants to run for president. Trump's going to announce that he's going to run next week. How do you see that shaking down?
I think DeSantis right now had his profile elevated so much last night that it's going to be difficult for President Trump to avoid looking like a little bit of a sour loser trying to stomp on DeSantis's parade right now. But where it looks 4 years from now, that's way too far down the road to tell.
It's two, Scott. 2 years.
2 years. Up. I'm sorry. I've been okay. up for a
no,
long time.
No, I know
time.
You've been up all
I'm
night.
As young as I used
you know,
to be.
It's only two, and it's going to start pretty much next week.
It's
but I don't know.
Started.
From my vantage point, there isn't one Republican that I know that would object to DeSantis. I mean, anybody who's a registered Republican, he'd be okay, right?
And one signal on that was Jeb Bush last night was tweeting and saying, I hope DeSantis beats my record. I hope he wins.
Yeah, because you know, Jeb hates Trump.
That's
but
right.
And so, doesn't it make it hard for Trump to attack DeSantis? If every Republican likes him and Trump starts attacking him, it seems to me that could backlash against Trump.
Well, I think we already saw a little bit of that. You know, he came up with a new nickname for DeSantis and then backed off a little bit the next day, kind of going back and forth. Then he said he voted for DeSantis, but then skipped his name in the post-election speech. So, yeah, President Trump is trying to figure out how to address this. But DeSantis, and especially, look, DeSantis won because of the way he governed.
That's right.
And that is what is appealing.
Scott, we really appreciate it. We know how busy you are. Thanks for helping us out tonight.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. So the country's fragmenting. obviously. So you got Chicago, Illinois, New York, and it's over. It's just left, and that's where it's going to be. Okay? Now, where I live in New York, it's kicked back to conservative principles, Long Island, Nassau, and Suffolk County. Thank God. And the way that we run our government here in Nassau is so much different than just where I am now, 12 miles away, which is the Queens line of New York City. Criminals know. Drug dealers know. You sell drugs in New York City, Queens, nothing going to happen to you, even if it's heroin and fentanyl. You come over the line into Nassau, you're going to get hurt. You'll be prosecuted. They know it. So I'm very pleased with Long Island. And because we have working people here, 100%. I know the Hamptons, but that's just summer stuff. 100% here. People just trying to make a living. And it's hard because they got to commute into that big city, that chaotic place, many of them do. And it's hard, and they've had enough. But just north of the city, Westchester County stays left. It's crazy. Anyway, so the country is fragmenting into tribes. Left-wing tribal headquarters, California, Illinois, New York. Right-wing tribal headquarters, Florida, Texas. And a number of other states, but they're not at that huge level. Okay, so that's the way it is. Do I see any change in that area? No, I don't. Some smaller states are changing. Arizona is a blue state. And it's also an incompetent state. Horribly run. Nevada swinging back and forth. Unions dominating because of Vegas. I wouldn't call it a blue state, but it's kind of nothing state. It goes back and forth. But South, Midwest, Upper Midwest, you see a big wall of tradition. You get out to West Coast, it's hopeless. Washington State, Oregon, California, never going to change. Utah, conservative. Idaho, conservative. Wyoming, conservative. Montana's shifting, but still pretty traditional. But anyways, the whole country's fragmenting apart. So the Carolinas are hanging on to being Republican places, but Georgia and Virginia, you don't know what's going to happen in those two states. You know what's going to happen in Alabama and Mississippi and Arkansas and Tennessee, but you don't know in Georgia and Virginia. This fragmentation is new, all right? We never had this before. New England has always been liberal. New York is usually, but not crazy left like it is now. New York is a crazy left state now. It's almost as bad as California after the election. Now, this is not good. I mean, obviously, I'm a traditional American, a registered independent. I want problem solvers in office. We don't have them. There's no one in the state of New York that's going to solve any problem in Albany. And the same thing in Sacramento and in Springfield, Illinois. No one is going to solve the problems there. Or even try. Now, DeSantis is now the front runner to be president. I think he's past Trump because he did. He did solve problems. And Abbott in Texas, Abbott's a tough guy. You know, he knew that this border intrusion was killing his state and he fought it. New Mexico, total opposite. Now, not many people live in New Mexico, so you don't hear about it much. Total opposite. That's the country we live in now. It's very, very, I'm not depressed about it or disheartened about it. I'm a little discouraged about it because people are going to get hurt. The progressive left is not going to protect anybody. Anybody. We're all on our own. That's why the Second Amendment and self-protection is so important. We are on our own. Even in the conservative states, you got to be able to protect yourself. Okay, crime. So there is a sliver of good news. Looks like in Los Angeles, they're going to put in a guy who's going to fight crime, Rick Caruso. He's beating The far-left candidate, Karen Bass, still hasn't been called, but it looks like Caruso is going to win. And Los Angeles has just blown up. So that's a good news situation. But in New York and Chicago, expect many more dead African-Americans. The same people who voted for the progressives are going to be killed in the streets. More and more and more. Apparently the community, as Al Sharpton puts it, doesn't mind that. Al Sharpton doesn't mind that. He doesn't care if there are more dead black people in the street. Doesn't care. Okay, so this was a topic on News Nation last night when I visited Chris Cuomo. Go.
Crime is about poverty.
Okay.
Helping people with jobs, helping people with the relief they need. Republicans aren't known for catering to those communities.
That's right. Republicans want to put violent criminals in prison to protect the people on the street who have to go to the grocery store. Hochul and the Democrats and AOC don't want to do that. They want to depopulate the prisons. Mm-hmm. So it's staggering. I could see maybe 60-40 African-Americans breaking for Dems because of legacy voting, because that's the way post-World War II it's been in this country. And for good reason, in many places, Republicans haven't really reached out and convinced African-Americans en masse that they're looking out for them. That's absolutely true. But right now is right now. And you're living in a crisis situation in Bedford Stuy. And the crisis situation is going to get worse, Cuomo. It's going to get worse. Help is not on the way. And the big reason is, in places like New York City and Chicago, the police are demoralized. More NYP are leaving, retiring, just getting jobs elsewhere. These are veteran cops, because they know they can't do anything to protect the neighborhoods to which they're assigned. So why would you want to be a police officer if you can't help? Why? So they're leaving. And the fewer effective police officers, the more danger people are in. I can't describe it because most people don't live in New York City. You visit, but you visit Manhattan. You see the shows. You do this. You walk a Bronx neighborhood, as I did a few weeks ago, going to the New York Yankees playoff game. There are literally thousands of people living in these apartments. And they're not nice apartments. They're functional, working-class apartments. But they're jammed on top of one another, these folks. Okay? It's the same thing in all the working-class neighborhoods in New York City outside of Staten Island, which is a little bit different. They're jammed together. And roaming the streets, are armed drug gangs who will shoot you. It doesn't matter. Life doesn't mean anything to these people. Primarily African-American gangs, but some Hispanics. Okay? Now, they are extorters in addition to selling narcotics. They'll come into the bodega and they'll say to the guy, you give us $50 a week, or we're going to burn your store down. I mean, this is what these people do. There is no pushback against them. None. So Cuomo's telling me about, this is the tradition, and we need to get together, and we need to have a meeting, and we need... This is all bull. Unless you fight these people hand to hand, these armed criminals, as Giuliani and Bloomberg did, and won... They're going to overrun the neighborhoods. The violence is going to be out of control. And the poor people living there through no fault of their own, with one asterisk next to that, are being terrorized. That's the situation. Okay? Now, unfortunately, the majority of the people, the victims, voted for Hochul. So they voted against their own self-interest. They think things are going to get better. A magic wand is going to come in and say, oh, yeah, the drug gangs are going to all go home. They voted for the woman, the governor, who will not do anything because she doesn't care. Joe Biden doesn't care about a lot of things, the border being number one. Doesn't care how many foreign nationals come in this country. Our president of the United States does not care. So we see what that leads to, right? So the governor of New York, the governor of Illinois, and the governor of California, none of them care about how many dead minority people are lying in the gutter. And that's the truth, because they make no attempt to fight back against the murderers. None. This is so simple to me. And if you're an honest person, you know what I'm saying is true. You know it is absolutely true. Now, I'm not going to condemn the poor people who voted the wrong way on Tuesday. Not going to do that. I don't know them. I don't know their circumstance. But I will say it is getting harder and harder for me to feel sorry for you when you break 90% and vote for a governor who is hurting you. It's very hard for me to feel sorry for you, the victim. I'm just being honest.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, desperation on the far left. We knew it would happen. In fact, I asked my staff on Friday, I said, look, I'm sorry to make you do this, but you got to watch all the crazy political shows and write down the insane sound bites that come from the far left. We've got five. Keep in mind, this crew is so desperate. These are Democracy on the Ballot crew, Trump's a fascist Nazi crew. Anybody who voted for him are fascist Nazis. That's this crew, not the Democratic Party. This is more left. First one is Rob Reiner. Go.
They are only interested in power, and they are only interested in, and they'll do anything to get the power. They're willing to kill, literally kill, to get the power. You can't have a conversation with them. The only thing we can do is try to hold on to the House. Add a couple of Senate seats. It's going to be very hard. But if we don't do that, this might be the last election we have in a democratic democracy. In a democracy.
I just might want to point out for those of you who don't know about All in the Family, the classic sitcom, Rob Reiner played Meathead. All right, soundbite number two comes from an MSNBC guy. Go.
You do remember what it was actually like under Donald Trump. The chaos, the disruption, the complete negligence from the White House, the feeling that everything was sort of teetering on the edge. And again, that was before COVID hit, when he had inherited a very smooth set of circumstances in a macro economy that was growing. He did everything he could to screw it up.
Yeah. All right, here are the facts. The inflation rate when Trump left office, 1.4%. Now it's about 8.5%. The unemployment rate was 6.3% and dropping. That was because of COVID, obviously. All right. But here's the key stat. When Donald Trump left office, real average hourly earnings increased 4% his last year in office. 4%. Now real wages are down 4%. That's an 8-point swing in 2 years. So this, you put the adjective on him, okay? Says, oh, Trump ruined the economy. So this, you know, it's just staggering. And that's NBC. There's nobody in charge. I shouldn't say that. Far left people are in charge. All right, here's John Legend. Go.
Well, DeSantis is a cruel and small individual, and he's found as many cruel ways he can to undermine the progress that the voters of Florida overwhelmingly voted for. You see his cruelty when it comes to arresting people who were told that they were allowed to vote.
All right, so what this guy is referring to is that in the election of 2020, there were 20 people arrested for illegal voting. All of them were convicted murderers or sex criminals. All of them. The Florida law states that if you're convicted of those crimes, you cannot vote in the state of Florida. This is what this guy is saying, okay? That these people were illegally arrested by DeSantis because he's so bad. It's, again, you just go like this. Now, how many people would know that? Particularly people who are in the pop world where he lives. Nobody would know that. He just spits it out. He doesn't even know it because he's not smart enough to know it. He isn't. He's simply not smart enough to absorb why 20 people out of the entire state were arrested in 2020 for illegal voting. He doesn't understand it, but he spits it out because that's what he is, a propagandist. Last soundbite, CNN, go.
Nowhere in the United States has the struggle between election liars and those who reside here on planet Earth played out in more vivid detail than in Arizona, where three of the key Republican candidates for governor, for Senate, and for Secretary of State of Arizona all traffic in Donald Trump's lies about the 2020 election and invented conspiratorial claims of widespread fraud that never happened.
All right, Trump doesn't have anything to do with this election, of course, but he's a water carrier, that guy. You know what I think about him anyway. So I could have given you 15 more. It was desperation after desperation after desperation. Not challenged. Okay, just say what you want.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. Things are changing in America, in the world, and everywhere. Here are, and next week I'm going to get into this heavy. Here are the major changes in this country. Media, television, movies, music. All our culture changing dramatically. Okay? Church going, changing dramatically. Independent thinking, less and less and less of that. Okay? Self-respect and personal discipline. Two keys to success in a capitalistic system on the decline. So, I'm going to, as I said, get into this very specifically. But these changes are not temporary. They are permanent changes. And most people don't understand what's going on. I do. Now, alert people, aware people, can take advantage of these changes. to help themselves, to make themselves stronger. So next week, we'll do it probably in the Smart Life segments, and I'll lay this out for you. But it's fascinating, and it is important. As always, we thank all of you listening and watching across the world to the No Spin News. We'll have a Sunday noon column, and I will see you again on Monday.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.